Thank you so much for calling Customer Support. My name is Kyra. How may I help you on today?
Yes, I have this payment that came on my credit card from you, and I want to know what it was from or where it came from.
Okay, yes, ma'am. What's your zip code, please?
Pardon?
May I have your zip code, please?
53142.
And what's your first and last name, please?
Dolores Downing, D-O-W-N-I-N-G.
Okay, give me one moment, please.
Okay.
Thank you. You did say your zip code is 53142?
Yes, ma'am.
And what date was the charge made on, ma'am?
There's one on 6-3, and there's another one on 6-7.
Okay.
One is for $7.95, another one's $56.95.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Let me see. Okay, yes, ma'am. Can you verify your mailing address, please?
My mailing address? 6406 48th Avenue, Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Do you still say apartment 24?
No, that's my boyfriend's address.
Oh, that's the address.
That would be, I'm sorry, the other address?
Yes, ma'am. Can you verify the address?
6517 7th Avenue, apartment 24.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for verifying information. I do see here on June the 3rd, you paid $7.95 shipping and handling, basically for that contest entry for that KitchenAid mixer.
It's for the what?
It's for that contest entry sweepstakes for that KitchenAid mixer.
They charged me $7.95?
Yes, ma'am. You asked about the charge for $7.95.
Right.
And, yes, ma'am. The charge for $56.95. The $7.95 charge is for that KitchenAid mixer.
I didn't get nothing. What about the one on 6-7?
Okay. With that being said, ma'am, basically that KitchenAid mixer was a free welcome gift to join you into the Factory Direct Saving Store membership. Also, being a member, you will receive a $125 gift card through your email to purchase the online gadget store.
So, I'm sorry. So the charge on $56.95, and that's for some mixer?
No, ma'am. The charge for June the 7th for $56.95 is for the Factory Direct Saving Store membership. The charge for $7.95, ma'am, is basically for that contest sweepstakes entry for that KitchenAid mixer.
They didn't tell me all that stuff that they were going to put that on my bill.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. They usually advise you to call in and cancel within 48 hours to cancel, which is 2 days, to not get charged for that membership.
So can I cancel it somehow?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Because I don't want this on my bill at all. I don't know. They never said nothing like that at all.
Okay. With that being said, ma'am, you have been canceled. Would you like to write down your cancellation number today?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Let me be ready, please.
Okay. Go ahead, honey.
C as in Charlie, 260. 489.
60. Wait a minute, honey. I'm sorry. You're going. I didn't. Okay. C is in Charlie.
260.
260.
Yes, ma'am. 489.
099. 099.
Yes, ma'am.
So, were they going to charge me that every month?
Yes, ma'am. They were because it's a monthly.
You're kidding.
No, ma'am. So
why don't they tell you that when you do that? That is ridiculous. I'm sorry, I'm not yelling at you. I'm just don't understand how they can do that.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand your stating. Sometimes they have the website of the term condition located below on the website. I don't know if you've seen them or not, ma'am.
No, I did not.
Okay.
So that number that you gave me, or that those C260 and that number, is that's the cancellation one?
Yes, ma'am. Cancellation to not receive any more future charges.
So can I somehow take that off?
Are you
the $60?
Okay. With that being said, ma'am, since the charge for $56.95 was
right.
for the Fethi's Direct Savings Store membership, I can refund you, ma'am, for 35% refund.
You can advise me for what, honey? The cancellation of the membership?
I can refund you for 35% refund, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. With that 35% refund, ma'am, it will be credited back into your account 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Now, what do I have to owe on this bill then? Because those are the two charges on this bill at all. I mean, these are the two charges on this bill. What do I have to pay?
Well, it's already paid, ma'am, $37.02.
$37.02?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then now it's canceled. It won't be on my bill next month?
No, ma'am. It won't be on your bill next month, ma'am. You just see a credit for that refund next month on your statement.
Oh, okay. You'll give me a refund on the statement. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So right now on this bill, when I send it out, I pay $37.02.
Yes, ma'am.
And none of that should be on my next bill?
No, ma'am.
Just a credit for
35.
Do you know what that is?
$19.93
should be credit on my bill.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so next month I should not have this on my bill, right?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
All right. What is your name, honey?
My name is Kyra. Kyra. Kyra.
Kyria.
No, ma'am, Kyra, Kyra.
Got it, honey. There's so many crazy names out there, you know, I don't know how to spell them. Okay, so I thank you for your time, honey, because, like I said, I didn't even know what this stuff was, and my granddaughter said that she didn't use my card. She don't have my card number and that, so I was, you know, trying to figure out what it was. Do you know if there was one last month?
No, ma'am. It wasn't one for the last month in June. You just charged $7.95 and $56.92 the month of June, but not the month of the last month, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So I'll send you out a bit. Well, okay. I'll send my credit card out for $37. Thank you for your time, honey, and I appreciate it. So
yes,
if I have any problems that it comes out next month, I can just call that number and tell them that I canceled it?
Yes, ma'am. Provide that cancellation number, and we are open 24 hours a day also.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're more than
you
welcome,
have a wonderful
ma'am.
Weekend.
You too. Also, thank you for your support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.